Get adjusted and settled into the chat room. I'm back. Yep. Come on back, everyone. Thank you for refreshing. Good gosh.
Well, I just figured, you know what? Everybody's filing now. Go push some buttons.
There you go. I'll take gerbils for $300, Alex.
Ah.
All right. Well, welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us again this Tuesday night with Double L Show on Kayak Fishing Radio, the show that's so much fun we have to have two hosts. As always, I am joined by my lovely wife, Chris. How's it going downstairs, Chris?
Guten Abend.
Yeah, guten Abend. Well, welcome, everybody. Like I said, everybody's filing in. Appreciate it. What do we got in here tonight? We got a pretty good chat room going already. Got 16 of you in there. Guests. Chris has been putting it up. But you can use your Facebook or Twitter accounts to log in. Then you can get involved in the mayhem that we call our chat room. It usually goes all different places, for kayak fishing to who knows where. So, but anyway, who we got tonight? We got Andy, David, Kevin. I'm going to know everybody's nicknames here. Tom with an H. Gator Dave in Florida. What's going on, Gator Dave? Three more weeks and we'll be seeing you. Mr. Crisp, same for you. You're heading down this way. Kayak Kevin. What's going on, K-Man? Russell Ham. Scuba Stan. What's up, Scuba Stan? Hoorah, Devil Dog. Swamp Cobra. Not familiar, but welcome. Tommy V. Matt, Yuckchow, a good little chat room going. So welcome, everybody, all our live listeners, thank you. And for everybody who's catching this late on the podcast, we appreciate the download. So we got a lot of things to cover tonight, upcoming events. You know what one of them is going to be because it's getting close, but we'll get to that shortly. If anybody's got any questions, anything they'd like to talk about tonight, you're always welcome to call in. The number is 714-816-4727. So, if you're on Facebook, which I think most of you all are nowadays, you're already aware of, last night at 9 p.m., the voting opened for the Kayak Fishing People's Choice Awards. We've been talking about getting the nominations in for a while. It went blank. We got them all together, and now they're out. So, if you go to yakangler.com/choice, you can vote. Now remember, it's called the People's Choice Award, so it's your choice. And that's where the nominations came. And go on there and vote. Almost every category, too, also still has a write-in ballot. So if there's something on there you don't see that you think should have been added, you're welcome to go in there and fill it in to the other department, as it says on the bottom. You can vote every day within a 24-hour period. So vote as often as you like, as many times as you like. up until October 10th. Then the voting will be closed, and shortly thereafter, it's all tallied. They'll announce the winners. But that's all they'll announce is the winners. There's no prizes. There's no money. It's just a little recognition. Yep, bragging rights, whatever you want to call it. So this year, Chris and I weren't allowed to play because we are now on the radio show. And anybody who's affiliated with Kayak Fishing Radio or the Yak Angler were ineligible. So anyway, go over there, vote. A lot of great things, kayaks, products, magazines,
blogs,
forums, videos. They didn't have videos last year. I think that's new this year. So there's videos to vote for, guide and kayak angler of the year. So a lot of good things. So go check it out. yakangler.com/choice.
Wow. Yeah, you would have gotten nominated, Tom.
I was nominated last year, Tom. But anyway, that wasn't the reason I said all that. But we weren't allowed to nominate or be nominated was my point. So we had no dog in that fight. Anyway, well, we are allowed to vote. So remember, Tom, POL's in there as you make that statement. So choose your words wisely.
Yeah, he sure is not working very hard to get our vote.
Yeah, well.
Talking about that, when is the next POL meeting?
I don't know. Tom should call in and tell us when the next POL meeting.
Good idea, Kayak Kevin.
Yeah, look at
Saturday.
There he goes.
This
now
Saturday,
he's switching. This Saturday at 7. Oh, 7 a.m.
P.M.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe the double L's will grace you. All right. So let's move along here before we get all caught up in the chat room. What do I got here? Well, the first upcoming event that I know of is the best one in our area, in my opinion, is the Tidewater Kayak Anglers Association charity tournament. October 28th and 29th, last weekend, Wayne Bradley, the tournament director, called in, and we talked about the tournament that's upcoming, the eighth year now. It's grown really fast. We went from 40-some anglers, I believe it was, the first year to 250 range now. So if you're not aware, you are now. Great tournament. All proceeds benefit Heroes on the Water and Project Healing Waters. So great time. If you don't win anything in the fishing, you're sure to walk away with some prizes, raffles, that is, because we've always had our share of plenty of raffles. Some people think it's almost too much. We have so much stuff to give away, but it's kind of nice that you have pretty good odds of walking away from that tournament with something. Real quickly, the tournament breaks down into an inshore slam, three combined fish. Winner of that will walk away with a new Hobie Pro Angler 12, and each one of those species has a separate division. I'm not sure of all the prizes that he talked about them last week, but anyway, so you can win the trout, the red, the flounder, striped bass, what am I forgetting? Freshwater bass. There's also a division for female and youth. So got a lot of odds, a lot of chances there to do something well. And if nothing else, come hang out, have a good time. You can always volunteer that weekend to help the Tidewater Howe chapter. They'll be fishing in Rudy Inlet. I'm sure Tom will definitely appreciate to have all the manpower he can get out there. So it's a great weekend. So mark your calendars if you haven't done so already. Come on down. All the information is on tka.org. Not too late to register. I believe we got to be over 200 by now. What?
Nothing.
What are you wowing?
Nothing. Registrate.
Oh, sorry. I'm more than an English major. I don't get paid to do this radio show, let alone say everything properly. So, anyway, back to TK. So, go check it out, tka.org, and look forward to seeing everybody there. And then the week after the TK tournament, everybody knows what time it is. Boondoggle. So, pretty excited. It's getting close. We're under 20 days away.
Boondoggle. Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
I was just thinking earlier today how last winter, Chip Gibson, Redfish Chuck, and myself were fishing in Mosquito Lagoon, and we had talked about having it here in Virginia Beach. It was all mum's the word until Chokoloski got over with. That's the boondoggle event. And now it seems like it got here pretty quick, so, and it's here. We got a lot of great things going on that weekend, too. But the best part about boondoggle is there's no tournament, there's no...
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Chris, what are you going to do when we don't have the boondoggle?
Click sheep a lot.
I'll find some other boondoggle.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
I might be teaching German angling terms.
Yeah, that might be it. Yeah. Very good. All right, so it's coming up, October 5th through the 8th. Not registration. There is registration, and we need you to register. We need you to go to yakangler.com/boondoggle. We need the head count, people. I got so many people telling us that they're coming. Then I go over to Yak Angler, and I look for your name, and I don't see it there. Even if you're local, if you live here in Virginia Beach, and you know you're coming 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, especially if you're coming on Saturday and you're coming for the dinner, just go over there. Please register. The head count is very important. It doesn't cost anything. It takes a couple minutes, but we need to know who's coming. Along with that, that weekend we'll be having Gator Dave just posted it up, so I want to make sure I mention it because I don't want to leave Gator Dave out. A mini rod tournament. The mini rod tournament is going to be a 50-50, so bring your Barbie poles, Spider-Man pole, Ronco pocket fisherman, whatever it is, little kitty rods. Largest fish caught on that, 50 of it goes to the winner, and the other 50% goes to Heroes on the Water. We are going to have a lot of great raffles to give away. We just received a very cool one just yesterday. I went and picked it up. Chris, would you like to tell everybody what they have a chance of winning now, maybe? Chris? Maybe she doesn't want to tell everybody. She's keeping it a secret. Okay,
what?
I lost her.
Were you talking to me?
I was talking to you.
I sent you a message that I needed to screen a caller. Jeez, don't you read the stuff I send you?
Yeah, that was like 3 minutes ago after you hit the boondoggle button like three times. Apparently, you didn't disappear. I was just telling the listeners.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle?
Okay, I also bought
a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Okay, honey, what were you saying?
I was saying that we just received a very cool gift for using in the raffles. Would you like to tell all of our listeners what we just got for a raffle for us?
At this point, I really would like to thank Gus and Amy Angelopoulos for donating a 32-inch flat screen 1080i TV, brand spanking new, in the box. It's going to be for the raffle. If you want to win it, you're going to have to come buy a ticket to benefit Al.
So not only do we have all kind of fishing prizes, now we have a flat screen TV to give away.
A 32-inch flat screen TV. Now, you tell me that wouldn't be looking nice in that man cave garage. It'll look nice. Come on down.
Yeah, very cool. You're right. Thank Gus and Amy for that donation. So that's just some of the things we got going on. We also have Kaya Kevin, who's in the chat room tonight, and Rob Choi, who have volunteered to take people out to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel to do some fishing out there for a bunch of different species that we'll be able to target. Kevin and I were just talking the other day at work at the tackle shop. We weren't sure of the date, but striper season opens the day before the boondoggle. So for everybody who's coming up here, it's funny, Kevin and I were talking about it at the shop when I was working down in Florida and people asked where I was from. I'd say, oh, Virginia. First thing out of their mouth would be, oh, you got striper. It was always funny. I was like, yeah, we got striper. Not the biggest deal when you're down in Florida and they got snook and tarpon and all those things they have down there. But anyway, for everybody traveling in who maybe do not have the opportunity to target striped bass, you will have the opportunity on the boondoggle because on the 4th, like I just mentioned, striper season opens in the bay. There will be two fish.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Why do I get a red flag?
I don't know why.
I don't know.
Anyway, on the, what was I talking about? See, you threw the button in there and I didn't even say anything.
You did too. You said the word.
Striped bass. Too many boondoggles, that's why.
Ah, really?
Striped bass will be open on the 4th. Two fish per person, 18 to 28 inches, and one of those can be over 28. Not going to see a lot of those probably that early, but we will definitely have some good nighttime round the bridge action, early morning, top water. So you definitely will be able to catch some stripers, I'm sure, on the boondoggle weekend. What else am I missing coming up with the boondoggle, Chris? I want to make sure everybody's getting their info because it's coming up. Okay, shut your chat room off.
I want to give a special shout out to my fellow female fishing friend, Andrea. Kayak fish girl is on the deck.
Okay.
Andrea, how you doing?
Hey, Andrea. Now, could you answer my question, please?
What was your question?
I was trying to make sure we don't miss anything with the boondoggle because we are like three weeks away.
Say it again. Okay, I'm going to hit the button again.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Okay, I'll stop now.
I'm just trying to make sure we get this covered, please. That's all I'm trying to do here.
Did you mention there is a $5 entry for the kitty rod tourney?
I did mention the kitty rod tourney, but I didn't mention the $5.
That's the only thing, pretty much that and dinner, that'll cost you money. And, of course, the awesome raffle tickets you're going to buy to get all awesome, awesome raffle prizes, including a brand spanking new 32-inch flat-screen TV, donated by my boss. But there's a $5 entry fee if you want to fish the kitty rod tournament. It's like a 50-50. 50% goes to Howe, and the other 50 goes to the angler that catches the largest fish on the kitty rod.
There you go.
Rob Choi has offered to show people how to do that rice paper rubbing fish thingy. Doohickey. Rob Choi is also donating a print to the raffle. I don't know. Did I forget anything?
I don't know. We got so much going on with it. I'm making sure I don't. If anybody has any questions, if you still haven't booked your hotels or anything like that, probably need to do so. Robert, Mr. Lee's in the chat room. He was kind of keeping up the other day. I think there was still one cabin left at first landing. Like 20 camping spots. So that was last week, though. So I don't know. Could be gone by now. What else we got? I know that Woody from Native's coming with the trailer and the Slayer. So anybody interested in checking out the new Slayer, They will be here that weekend. Hater Dave is going to be doing shirts for us at the Salty Seas. We're bringing the motor home with the generator, so he'll have power. It's going to be a good time, everyone. It's really, I think it's going to be a blast. We're going to have a lot of fun. Hope we have great weather.
Oh, also for everybody that's bringing their significant others that are not interested in fishing, there is on that same strip on Shore Drive, it's going to be an arts and crafts festival set up to benefit the
Ocean Park Fire Rescue Squad.
That's right, the Ocean Park Rescue Squad. Then we're also trying to get together with Tommy B to do a HOW event consecutively, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure which day that will be, but you're right. So, yeah, I was forgetting stuff. Now you're telling me.
Well, and the money that's raised and left over after all the expenses are paid are going to HOW, that it's going to be earmarked for the Tidewater HOW chapter.
Very cool.
Of course, with that said, you can never, ever have enough raffle prizes. I am still looking for goodies for a woman's raffle bag and for children, or anything that would be suitable for a child raffle bag. So,
very cool.
Oh, cool.
Tom just put in the HOW event for our listeners that aren't looking at the chat room and podcasting. The HOW event is Saturday and current is planned for first landing. So he's talking about on Saturday we will have a Heroes on the Water event. So anybody wants to come out and fish with the local Tidewater chapter of HOW, that looks like it's going to be at First Landing, which will be 64th Street State Park, the Narrows there. So very cool. That's a good time of the year to have it. But then the jet ski, knucklehead, water ski traffic usually calmed down a lot. So very good. Andy Vikowski would like Justin Bieber t-shirts printed. Gator Dave, we'll get one for Andy, taking care of that. Someone back up in the chat room also mentioned that they have a camping site and they have some room if anybody wants to pitch a tent, as he said. But I'm not going to get into the rest of the chat on that part of it. So it's going to be a good time. So I hope everybody's got their calendars marked for coming. Looking forward to it. What else we got there? I think that's it. If you got any questions, anything we can help you with before you get here, don't hesitate to contact us. We try to do our best to make sure that we give you all the information we can. Weather is cooling off a little up here. I don't know what the weather, obviously, that far out is going to be like. But if you're coming from Florida, pack accordingly. It's easier to not put it on than to not have it at all. So might be a little chilly in the mornings and in the evenings if we go out at night and fish, which I think we might try a couple evening trips. Questions? Okay, Gator Dave just sent me a message that if anyone wants a custom shirt, you need to bring a logo on a jump drive. It should be a high-res pic. So I don't know if everybody's aware, but Gator Dave does the microfiber wicking, self-wicking shirts, and I'm not going to begin to act like I know how the heck it works, but it's not screen printing. He actually, for lack of better terms, it melts the print into the shirt, so it doesn't wash out, it doesn't crack and stuff like a screen printing will do. Awesome shirts. Chris and I have some shirts that he has done for Native. Great job, and he's volunteered to come up with his printing machine and do the shirts for you. Cost, I don't know, Dave, you want to put up in the chat room what the cost will be, but he's going to bring shirts with him, and then, in other words, they're not dryer friendly. They are dry friendly. He told me you don't use any fabric softener. Dye sublimated. He's $30 a shirt, is that right? So for $30, you can get one of the self-wicking UPF 50 shirts with your logo on it. So pretty good deal.
I can honestly say, not that I'm promoting anything. However, we do own his shirts. I've washed them several times, and I put them through the dryer several times. Just did not use any softener. You can, if you use softener or dryer sheets on those, it invalidates the SPF protection. They wash and dry super cool.
So, yeah, so bring your logo if you got one on a flash drive, and you will get a custom shirt at the Boondoggle. And we have the Boondoggle logo also, so if you want a custom Boondoggle logo shirt, you can have one of those done. So for $30, pretty good deal in my opinion. Softener messes up the stain blocker. But I got stain blocker on them too.
Really?
Now I can get messy.
Well, I
anyway,
think it
so.
Invalidated the SPF protection on those shirts, but... Well, we're going to have to test that stain blocker theory.
Make sure you bring an extra small for Tom, they said. Tom with
I want to see Tom in an extra small.
No, you don't. I'm going to be quiet. Anyway, but remember, everyone, please go over to Yak Angler and just register. Put your name in. All you do is RSVP that you are attending, so we will know what the head count will be. We're having dinner Saturday night at Salty Seas. Adults under 20, somewhere around the $18 range. Children, $5 off the kids' menu. Barbecue, all the fixings. We will have the restaurant for, what is it, 2 hours, 3 hours, 6 to 9, 6 to 8?
I believe we have it from 6 to 8, where it's exclusively for us, and there's going to be a brief down period where there's also going to be a live band setting up. So looks pretty good. They're very accommodating. They're very, you know, I can't say otherwise. Talking about being accommodating, at this point, I really would like to think Lynn Haven River Now, who has also stepped up to donate one of their custom stainless steel water bottles and several of their shopping bags. So really thank them a lot. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, very cool. All right. I think I've talked about the Boondoggle enough. Can't think of anything else. I'm missing something, or if anybody has any questions regarding that while we're on the air tonight, throw them in the chat room, give us a call. Make sure we get to you, because we want everybody to be informed. I know a lot of you that are here tonight are local anglers to the Tidewater area, so you probably feel like you're pretty well covered on all of that. Then, the week after that is the Oak Island Classic, another great event down in North Carolina. Good tournament. I believe Mark Patterson and the gang are in their third year there with that tournament. So go check it out. I said most, Sean. I said most of the listeners are local. Not you from Texas, but you can get on a plane and you can be local the weekend of the Boondoggle. We'll tell everybody you live right here. We won't tell them you're from Texas. It'd be awesome if you came out. But yeah.
Oh, God. Joe's in the chat room now. Can I push the other button?
You can push it. Go ahead and make you happy.
Hey, Joe. Good evening from the double L.
Wow. Just once, Chris.
Okay.
Welcome, Joe. I'm glad you could join us. All right, so just mentioned the Oak Island Classic, and with that, the Oak Island Classic, we'll go ahead and get to our North Carolina Fishing Report every week, brought to us by Philip Ruckert with Get Outdoors in Greensboro, North Carolina. Let's see what Philip's got for us this week. He says here, in the Pamlico Sound, the red drum bite has been good. Now it's excellent. Fish measuring in the mid-50s have been landed in the last week. Legal tackle requirements through September 30th using natural bait or a circle hook no longer than 4-aught with the barb compressed or removed. At least a 2-ounce weight and no more than 6 inches of line between hook, eye, and weight. Wow. They get right down on the rules down there on that one. But it's a good rule, especially if you're using live bait to have the circle hooks. Too many people leave those rods in the rod holder and don't have circle hooks on there, and next thing you know, you have a big gutted red drum that you can't do anything with because it's out of the slot size, so you basically just killed a very nice fish. Medium heavy to heavy rods or reel spool with 30-pound mono or 50-pound braid and an 80 to 100-pound leader will get the job done, so it says.
Honey?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sure. Then I was reading ahead here because he had a little note. So Philip wanted me to mention something here, and I will mention that to you, Philip, about Charles and his family. He would appreciate it. One of the most prolific fishermen and charter captains in the Sound, Charles Brown, is undergoing radiation and chemo for cancer. He's a fourth-generation waterman. Thoughts and good vibes for his treatment and restoration will be greatly appreciated. CCA of North Carolina is dedicating the proceeds from this year's Inside and Out tournament for his benefit, which will be held on October 13th in Beaufort, North Carolina. For more information, he's got a link here, ccanorthcarolina.org/inside-out-tournament to help local fishermen. So there you go, and our thoughts are with Captain Charles Brown there too. So fourth generation waterman, very cool. All right. And then on the freshwater side, last week many smaller 14 to 16 inch fish were shallow and were biting Texas rig worms well. A dip in the nighttime temperatures this week should begin to bring larger bass out of deeper to shallower water for longer periods. Crappie are starting to school in some lakes around 30 feet, but will be moving up to 10 to 12 feet. Trolling bright colored crankbaits will work for these for this species. And one more reminder from him, there is a Carolina Yakfish series that's holding a freshwater tournament on Lake Michi near the town of Bahama. Sounds kind of funny. Bahama, North Carolina.
Are you saying that right?
Hey, Ron. I guess so. And for more information on that, go to CarolinaYakfish.com. Once again, thank you, Philip, for your reports. Get outdoors in Greensboro, North Carolina. All right, we got any callers? Everybody just listening over there tonight. Chris?
Huh?
I said, do we have any callers or we just have listeners tonight?
I think we might have one more caller, but I don't know who that is.
Anybody else would like to speak?
I don't know. Here, let me check. Be right back.
Okay, you listen. All right. Now while she's gone, no, just kidding. Because somebody will tell on me if I say something. I know that. All right, so it's fall is upon us, I think. It's really close now, the actual first day of fall, but the weather is definitely starting to change. And in my opinion, this is probably the place I want to be. In the Tidewater, Southeast Virginia, in the fall. The fishing here is just phenomenal. I think this fall is probably going to be a great one. Now, Tom, I don't trust you. Sorry, I was reading the chat room. But yeah, fall fishing here is just
going to
be great
talk.
This year. Nobody wants to talk to us?
No, okay. They're all just listening in.
Okay, well.
And I'd like to give a shout-out to Jay and Mike. They've been probably single-handedly the most loyal people we've had. They've been, I don't think either one of them two have missed a show. Honestly, I don't think they've missed a show. They've been listening in every Tuesday.
We've got a lot of those in the chat room, too. Anyway, so fall here in Tidewater, Southeast Virginia, is just a great time to fish around here. We have so much going on. I think this year, like I said earlier, it's going to be a phenomenal fall. It's already starting to pick up. I'm seeing fish in places that I usually don't see them until a little later. I think it's great for the upcoming TKA event and definitely for the Boondoggle event. Like I mentioned earlier, just in case anybody missed, the striper season here in Virginia in the Bay opens October 4th. You'll have two fish per person, 18 to 28, and one of those can be over 28 inches long. But forget about striper, because striper will be here for a long time. They will be here until it gets so cold they can't even stand it, and they love the cold weather. So you can go out when you want to and play around with the striper, go to the bridges, the light line at night. Everybody who's from here, we know, you know, you get to any of the major bridges in this area, Hampton Roads, Bridge Tunnel, especially in the beginning of striper season, light line at night, there's nothing, you know, it's great. You can literally see the fish, pick your fish almost in that bridge. But don't worry about them right now. They're going to be here for a while. Start concentrating on the inshore slam species, the trout, the reds, and the flounder. They're going to be backing up like cordwood in all the inlets and getting ready for their fall migration. So it definitely is going to be great. Tommy V wants to mention, what about the croaker bite? I wasn't done, but yes, the croaker bite. For you spot anglers who like to eat spot, the yellow bellies will be showing up. They're starting to show up now. What kind of weather can we expect? I can't tell you, Dave. We've had Octobers where it's been 90 degrees, and we've had Octobers where it's been colder than what we're used to. Evening temps, like right now this week, we're in the 60s, mid-60s. Just keep an eye on the weather. Really, all I can tell you, like I mentioned earlier, bring some, you know, warmer stuff. We're not in Nova Scotia or anything. It's not going to be freezing here. It'll be a little chillier at night, probably, but during the day, it'll still be nice. I mean, now it's 80, 75 to 80 this week. It's going up to about 82, I saw, over the weekend. So, yeah, we'll probably have some snow, sleet. No, anyway, compared to here it is. Yeah, okay, well, I don't know. I spent all winter in Florida down there, and you guys cracked me up, because when it got to 60 degrees, the North Face gear came out. I didn't even know where you people in Florida bought North Face gear. You must have to do it online. But, yeah.
Just pay attention. Funny. So Mark and I will keep an eye on the weather. Let's tune in to Tuesday before the doggily thingy, and we'll give you a weather report. Check our Facebook. Most of your friends with us, with both Mark and I on Facebook, maybe in conjunction with Chip, we'll do more kayak fishing radio updates on the weather as we get closer to the doggy thingy.
Yeah, 60s is cold in Florida. I know. I saw you guys this past winter freezing. Hey, 51, 57, 9. Glad to have you here. Finally, as you said, you just got it. Floridians are soft when it comes to temperature. Yeah, it's different. It's different down there. Here's a funny thing. We went to a sporting goods store down there, and I'm going to forget the name of it now. They had the indoor place you could try skis and everything, and they told us that Florida is one of the top places in the. Oh, it's Kendall. What's going on, Kendall? Holy cow! Oh yeah, Florida is one of the top places that you can that for ski sales. I guess so many people in Florida travel. Go skiing in the winter, so I just thought that was kind of funny. Florida's one of the top states that ski purchases. But anyway, back to the fall fishery here. Like I said, it's going to be great this year. So everybody loses their mind when striper season opens up. I know that. Everybody gets all excited. Like I mentioned earlier in the show, whenever I told anybody in Florida that I was from Virginia, the first thing that came out of their mouth was striper. But we have striper here for a long time, so concentrate on those other fish, because they're going to be getting out of here when it does finally get cold. We mentioned already the trout, the reds, the flounder, croaker. The beauty of all those, well, especially the trout, red, and flounder, is you can catch all three of those species, all three of them generally in the same areas on the same tackle. That's why they're put into like the in, what is that noise in the background? The inshore slam category is because you can go target those fish almost using identical gear for all three of them. Looking for choke points in the inlets, moving water, drop-offs, ledges, around oyster bar structure, probably just like you do down in Florida there, Gator Dave. Nothing's different. Fish all feed pretty much the same. You just got to know where to look for them when you get out there. Striper. No, it's striper, Andy, not strippers. We don't have open
strippers.
He just
got married. He has no reason to even think that.
Especially at Willoughby. Don't back your car into the parking lot, Joe. Don't back into the parking lot. It's an inside joke. Sorry, everyone. So anyway, yeah, that's really all I know about, you know, can tell you guys that I get, it's funny working in the tackle shop. Everybody gets excited about striper season, but there's so many other great fish out there to be catching that time of the year that stripers are just, leave them alone for a while and make sure you get the ones that are here because they're not going to stick around long. I'm sorry, I'm reading the chat room now because now we've got brass poles for stripers. Or strippers, excuse me. Wow, terrible crowd tonight. Does anybody have any questions, anything that they would like to share tonight? We're getting close to our 9 o'clock, I think. I don't believe I have much more. Really. What's that?
Nothing. Keep talking.
Oh, sorry.
I'm trying to read this. Wow. Am I the only woman here? Come on, Andrea, do something. Say something. Chime in here.
Oh, locally this weekend, Tom V, time for you to chime in. The Heroes on the Water Tidewater is going to have an awareness day at the 4A storage, and there's going to be a huge, what is it, garage sale, flea market going on. The 4A storage where the Tidewater Howe chapter keeps the kayak, the trailer, and all the equipment that goes along with it, is also doing a fundraiser. So a certain percentage of anybody who signs up new for a storage unit goes to Howe. And then they're also doing, oh boy, Tom, you better chime in here, make sure I don't mess it up. They're going to have a garage sale. And they also have, I'm sure everybody here has seen Storage Wars and those things on the TV. So they got all these auctions and stuff. The stuff that doesn't get auctioned or doesn't get sold, they're going to have the garage sale, and whatever funds they make from that is going to also go to Howe. I was in the store last week. Sherry is her name. She is a great lady. She's very excited about it. I believe she told me the other day they've raised almost $600 already, and she's working for and trying to get to $1,000 for Howe. So thank you, Sherry. Yep, thank you, Sherry, and the gang over there at 4A Storage. And $15 Tom is putting up now is $15 from each garage sale booth is going towards Howe. So she's doing great things over there. So if you're in the area, come by, check out the garage sale. A lot of us are going to be there at the Howe booth. Tom's going to be all set up. Like I said, it'll be a Heroes Underwater Awareness Day. Let the public know what all Howe is about, but great things, and definitely wanted to give a shout out to the gang over there at 4A Storage. It's on the corner of London Bridge and Holland Road, so you can get any more information. I'm sure you can hit Tom Vanderheiden up, and he will definitely tell you. I believe I saw somebody that.
Hey,
about
I'll up to Annie, and I'm sincerely hoping Tommy V is going to have his donation jar there. For anybody that puts something in Tommy V's donation jar during the time that I'm there, I'll be giving out kayak fishing radio stickers. How's that? They're hard to come by.
They are hard to come by. I get Chip to get more for the boondoggle, too. Holland and Damn Neck Road. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's a Damn Neck. That's right. I was thinking it was London Bridge Road. But anyway, definitely a shout out to the gang over there at 4A for helping out Heroes Underwater, Tidewater Chapter. You're going to have a donation jar and a raffle for Howe shirt. So, very cool. So, like I said, if you're in the area, stop by. I'd love to see you. I'll be there all day. Chris is going to be there. I know a lot of the other local knuckleheads are going to be there. So, should be a good time. Somebody just chimed in. They need a new sticker. Sean Russell. We'll get you one, Sean. Private message me your address. I also promised you another sticker. We'll get you a
$5 sticker. That's a bit steep, Tom. I can get those for free at home.
They have to pay you $5 for a hug, Tom, or you're going to take $5 for a hug. Russell Hand's going to be there. Very cool. All right. Well, I think I've about talked enough tonight. If you got any questions, like we've been saying, for the upcoming Boondoggle, please get in touch with us. Anything we can do, help you out. If you're planning on making that bridge trip with Kayak Kevin and Rob Choi, you need to be getting up with those two. Make sure that you got your stuff, you're squared away, your A game is on. That bridge is not always everybody's friend, so they just want to make sure that you're good to go before they take you out there. That's right, Sean Russell. Once again, don't forget, we talked about it at the top of the show. The voting is open at yakangler.com/choice. Go over there and vote. You got till October 10th. You can vote every day, 24-hour period. So go do your thing over there. It's the people's choice. You'll see a lot of great things on there. So let the people out there know, and the products and the websites and all those, that you appreciate them by giving them your vote. I don't think I have anything else.
Let me reiterate this, please, one more time. You guys, please, please register at yakangler.com/boondoggle if you're planning on coming to dinner. We're trying to have an accurate count on, so we're going to have to tell the lady 2 weeks before the date as far as people. So please, please register at Yak Angler. It's going to be under $20 per person. Debbie Van Der Heiden is going to be making the official cake. That alone would be worth coming for. So, again, please register.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go back and look through everything, but we definitely want to make sure. Yeah, I don't know where we're at now. Somebody just asked in the chat room where we're at. We were like somewhere over 30. But one thing I'm noticing is a lot of those 30 are a lot of the out-of-towners. We are getting more and more of the local people. And that's fine. If you're not coming to the dinner, you don't plan on being at the dinner, but you plan on coming and fishing one, two, three of the days, whatever, that's fine. You don't need to definitely register, I guess, if you're not going to come to dinner. But it would be cool for you to, and that way, too, to kind of let us know how many people we had. It's going to be kind of like shotgun-style fishing. Not everybody, I'm sure, is going to come to Lynn Haven and launch at Crab Creek every day. There's so many opportunities here, so many places to go and fish, freshwater, saltwater. We got the bridge crew going out. You got Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel. The campers down at First Landing, they can launch right there at their campsite. So, I mean, you know, not everybody's going to be together every day out there. So we'd love to have everybody together at Salty Seas so we can really, you know, that's what it's all about, getting together. It's not a tournament. There's no strings attached. It's a bunch of like-minded people just doing what they like to do, and that's fishing and kayaking. So, I mean, it'd be great to have everybody there at the dinner. After the dinner, we got a live band, and I'm sure all the adult beverages we can handle. So it'll be a good time.
Russell is asking, is there a safe ride from Salty Seas? I can tell you, most people that know me will tell you I don't drink. So if anybody does need a ride, whether back to their house or to the campground, I am more than willing to provide that ride for anybody that needs it. Particularly a short drive is notorious.
Yeah, short drive is not the road to be messing around on. But
right.
Yeah. Now, we'll make sure everybody's safely taken care of. We got the Native Watercraft RV. We will take everybody around. We'll drop you off wherever you want to go. I'll just tell Woody, too bad. We're loading them up because Woody ain't driving. You know Woody ain't driving. Whole PBRs, Woody ain't going to drive nowhere.
I'll give people rides on my motorcycle. How's that?
That'll take a while to get everybody home on motorcycles.
Yeah, but that'll be party, bunch of drunk dudes getting rides home from this chick on a motorcycle.
That's right, Andy. Party bus. Yeah, well, if you've ever seen the inside of the Native RV, you do not want to say party bus. That's a pure fishing machine. I'll walk to the porta potty before I'll go on that thing. But anyway, no, all kidding aside, but we'll make sure everybody's taken care of. No worries.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
We want everybody to come a lot. Everybody come, have a good time. You got to have a good time and be safe so you can go back out and fish Sunday morning, big head or not. Hangovers on the water, that's what you'll have on Sunday morning. So.
I'll bring all right.
Well, yeah. All right, everybody. Well, thank you for tuning in tonight. Real quick, don't forget about today. Make sure you take a second in your day to think of all the people we lost 11 years ago. I know somebody put up there, God bless America, but it was a sad day here in this country 11 years ago today. Like I said, just take a minute to think of those and think of those we're still losing in this fight out there in this world, and appreciate every one of you. And keep on doing what you do, guys. Like I said, we wouldn't have a show if it wasn't for you. I really appreciate each and every one of you tuning in every week. Just for Andy, remember, plan your fish your plan. Look forward to seeing everybody at the upcoming TKA event. And then, of course, you can hit it one more time, Chris, at the boondoggle. All right, do your thing, Chris. Get us out of here.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
I also would like to tag along with Mark and just like to thank all of our servicemen and women, wherever that might be tonight. You're not forgotten. Kind of hard to find something funny to follow with that, so... Y'all be safe out there. Remember, take your children fishing. They're our next generation anglers. Good night. Tight lines, everybody.